One of the more well-known mitzvos in Parshas Mishpatim, in this week's Parsha, is Velo sane ariv lintos achrei rabim lahatos. That, number one, we shouldn't side with the mighty losia achrei rabim leros. Don't side with the rabim to do evil, assuming that it's incorrect. And lo sane ariv lintos achrei rabim lahatos. And don't also try to render judgment to go after the majority if the majority is incorrect. Rather, make your judgment independent of any other factors, and you do what is right. And as Rashi says, at that point, the kolar yeh tali b'tzavar harabim. Let the collar hang around the neck of the majority. Let them bear the responsibility. You do what's right, and that's it. That's your responsibility as a dayan, as a judge. But says the Chasam Sofer that there are, the Umos HaOlam ask the following question. They say, it says in your Torah that you have to go after the majority. Well, hold on a second. They say to the Jews, if you go after the majority, then you have to convert to Christianity or another religion. Because Achre Rabim Lahatos. How do you answer the question? So obviously, the simple understanding is that this din is only said in the context of a court, of a situation when you need to render testimony, render judgment. So here, we're not talking about rendering judgment, but I guess to a certain degree, we have the question still applies, that they can set up their fake based in and decide, well, look, you have to go after the majority. How do you explain this? Says a Chasam Sofer, it's not a Shaila. You know why? The whole idea of Acharei Rabim Lahatos, the whole concept of following the majority, is only when there are Svaros Utsudarim, Utamim, Lakan Lakan. When do we go a Basarov? We go after the majority when there are legitimate reasons or explanations as to why we must choose one side over the other side. When there's a question that's brought before us and we're not sure whether the bracha is shahakol or mazonos, whether the guy is chayev or putter, so you have to go through the claims of each and the svaras and the rationale behind it, then we say, okay, we have to choose, we'll go after the majority at that point when there's two rendering judgment one way and one going the other direction, so we're going to go after the majority. But if it's so clear as day that the apple is an apple and not an orange, then it doesn't make a difference if millions upon millions and billions of people are saying that it's an orange. If you know for a fact that it's an apple, there's no obligation to go after the majority. You are required to do what is right. So says the Chasam Sofer, the same thing is true with Yahadus. There's no question that Judaism, that being a Yid, is the only true religion. Anu yodim she'Hashem Elokeinu hu Elokim emes v'soraso emes. We know that Hashem Elokeinu is our God, and His Torah is emes. We saw it. We see it. We got the Torah in our Sinai. It was clear to everybody. So there's no question about whether we go after the majority or not. That doesn't matter if the whole world says we're crazy, we're wrong, we're archaic, we're arcane, it's over. Religion has changed. No, we don't believe that. There's no reason to go Acharei Rabim. There's no Svara here. There isn't a legitimate claim because it's so clear as day to us that there's only one true religion, that is Yiddishkeit. And says a Chasam Sofer, the proof to his idea, to his thesis, is the way that the pasuk was set up as well. It says, "Velosane ariv lintos acharei rabim lahatos." Don't lean. It says, "Lintos acharei rabim lahatos." To lean after the majority. Why does it say "lintos acharei rabim lahatos"? What's the point of saying it? When do you lean? You only lean when there is a reason to lean in one direction, when there's a svara to go either with side tzad A or tzad B, when you can potentially explain it in one of two ways. When it's lintos, then it's acharei rabim lahatos. But if there's no lintos, if there's no netia for any other way except for one way, it's the only true way, then you don't go after the majority, you go after what's right. And Klal Yisrael is right, Moshe emes v'Saraso emes, and everything else is Hevel Havalim, Hakol Havel. Have a great day.